Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Thank you for making us the number one and the number two show in the country. We're broadcasting into 156 cities even now, 53 countries as well, and out of 65 show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. Well, go over there. Check it out. We're ranking number two right now. We thank you for that. Because only you can do that. And we know why you do that, because you understand that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. Okay? Let's just get into this. Boy, talking about aggravating and cumbersome right off the bat, you just heard through the mainstream media once again, and they're useful idiots. These guys, they call themselves the conservatives, which are yesterday's liberals. Put that up against Matthew 5:13, which tells us that they're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot. No, what they're doing is relaying and parroting the message that they're told to give without doing their own research. They're not journalists. They're parrots. They're useful idiots, said Vladimir Lenin. But you just heard during the break, friends, right before the show here, what were they talking about? How they're approving these shots, these experimental drugs for children, five and younger. Isn't that amazing? But what they failed to tell you, Health Impact News is, and so are we, friends, children ages 5 to 15 dead or crippled after COVID vaccines, as they call them. And again, they're countering the truth, friends. They're trying to invert the truth is what they're doing. They want you to believe that the lie is the truth and the truth is the lie. Isaiah 5:20. It's exactly what they're doing. Statistically, based on Bayer's data for children aged 5 to 15 injected with these COVID-19 shots, as they call them, it says, with question, will 1 million babies be injured and killed in the first year if authorized for 6 months to 5 years old? I mean, it's pretty crazy. We already see the statistics and the side effects, friends. And if you look on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, you will see for yourself that death has been the outcome in so many. The percentage-wise is on the right, the count is in the center, and the event outcome is on the left side of that page. You can go ahead and check it out on Health Impact News for yourself. Folks, they do their homework over there. We've been impressed with that page. We've continuously made reference to that page and giving you statistics that they have failed to tell you, friends, and the truth of the matter. Highlighting one more thing I would like for you also to see, friends, is something that we highlighted over the week here, that 45,316 dead. This is in Europe. The EUDRA Vigilance, European Database of Suspected Adverse Drug Reactions Report. We have 45,316 dead, 4,416,778 injured. You know, it's also interesting to note, friends, one of the things that we highlighted concerning this topic is that most recently, they're trying to figure out, the professionals, they're trying to figure out why all these adults are just, well, they're just falling over dead, and they don't know why. It's called the sudden adult death syndrome. And of course, they want you to just forget about the fact that they just, through totalitarian and authoritarian measures, attempted to force you to get their shot. Now they're trying to get you to play the fools along with them a little bit more. Put that up against Ephesians 4:14. In questioning, why are all these people just falling over dead? They can't figure it out, friends. Nobody can understand what's going on. Now, this falls to that of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And the Bible says the Lord gave them over unto a delusion because they received not the love of the truth. And that's exactly right. And the people that are trying to justify themselves will, of course, go along with what they call sudden adult death syndrome. If you don't mind, I'm thinking of John Stockton, which we also took the time. He is a former basketball player, very well known, and he had come out most recently with a video, and we covered this over the week, concerning 100 to 150 professional athletes worldwide falling over dead on the court or on the football, soccer fields. And he said that the reason being was because they took the experimental jabs, the vaccines. And, of course, I did my homework and pulled the curtain back just a little bit because I wanted to see how the mainstream media was responding to John Stockton. And, of course, every step of the way, the mainstream media and their useful idiots who went along with this, friends, did their best to cover for conspirators. Now, Jeremiah 11:9, read it when you get a moment. What's interesting to note is I've shared with you over and over and over concerning the mainstream media and how they have a long history, along with the agencies, by the way, such as the FBI, the CIA, the ATF, the list goes on, how they're not there to protect the little guys from the big guys. They're there attacking Americans in protecting the people that are assailing them. It's the same thing with the mainstream media, friends. And again, consider the source, John 8:44. They have a long history of covering for conspirators. In fact, that is not a theory, and it's something that nobody can deny without a shadow of a doubt. So, with that said, friends, people need to do their own due diligence when they hear something through the mainstream media, because 8 to 9 times out of 10, they're lying to you. They're totally lying to you, which brings me to about 17 years ago when I was on Salem Communication Networks. I was in Minneapolis, Chicago, and Washington, D.C., broadcasting live into those filthy, demoralized states. And what's interesting to note is I warned that the American people concerning the gay agenda that were given it a green light to pass, that their end aim was the kids, because we found that their signs state sex before 8 before it's too late. You can't make this up, right? Luke 17:2, read that one when you get a moment. But I had warned that that was the end aim. And, of course, all the networks, CNN, others, MSNBC, the mainstream media, Huffington Post, they went on the attack. Bradley Dean's lying. This is all baloney, what he's saying. And then we find out what was inserted into the Congressional Record in 1987 by Michael Swift concerning the Homosexual Manifesto, which is, in fact, line upon line, precept upon precept as to what's going on today. Well, I brought this up, and I want to tell you now, friends, you have senators literally coming out, mask off, hiding nothing, fully immersed from the closet to assail your kids. I'm going to highlight this in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, we're going to keep plowing this road, whether people like it or not. This country is becoming the hell that the Lord promised it would become if we have forgotten him. 16 and 17 of chapter 9 of the book of Psalms. Check it out when you get a moment. And it's exactly what Americans deserve, and it is raining judgment in a big way. Now, the good news is, for those that are on the ark, they can mock and they can scoff all that they want to concerning what we're doing here. The preacher of righteousness, Noah, preached the word of God. The Bible says they scoffed and they mocked. Noah's ark was built. The Lord told him to get in. 8 souls were saved, and the rest of the world and mankind, anything that breathed, came to an end of itself. Read Genesis 6 when you get a moment. So judgment floats the righteous boat, just so you know. It judges the world, but it floats our boat in Jesus' name. Amen. Can anybody say hallelujah? Amen. And by the way, if you take the time to understand, because you hear this all the day in the American church, and they take it out of context, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be. Hallelujah. Do you know it was actually given? As a matter of fact, I'm going to go there right now for you. In Revelation 19, hallelujah was actually given when the Lord, in verse 2, began to judge the whore. Okay? For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. Now go up one scripture, verse 1 in chapter 19 of Revelation. And after these things I heard a great voice of the people, much people in heaven, saying, Alleluia, salvation, that means liberation from sin, and glory and honor honor and power unto the Lord our God. Then he says, and true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore. So when you hear these prosperity preachers saying, hallelujah, you know, they're taking it completely out of context. And people, let me just stop right there. You need to understand that the heart of God is judgment in righteousness, right? Read when you get a moment, friends. Jeremiah 9. Matter of fact, here, let me just go there. Jeremiah 9:24. I want you to hear it for yourself, because this is the heart of the living God. And most people have not taken the time to understand this. Okay? It says, but let him that glorieth in this, that he understand and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exerciseth loving kindness, right? Long-suffering, Psalm 107, judgment and righteousness in the earth, for in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Now, again, let's put things into perspective when we say hallelujah, but I was going to add on to the end of that. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be standing up saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. That's exactly what we're doing, is bringing it down. I also want to say this. I know that there's people that like to twist scripture the way that Satan twisted scripture, but could somebody call in and tell me where they get thou shall not judge from in context? Because I can't find that. I put that up against Leviticus 19:17, 2 Chronicles 19:10. I think of the Bible telling us to make righteous judgments in John 7:24. I see where the Bible teaches us that all scripture and inspiration of scripture is given by God for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3:16. I see where the Bible tells us to exhort and rebuke with all authority. Titus 2:15. I see in the book of Timothy where it says that those that sin transgress God's moral law, 1 John 3:4, that you are to rebuke them openly before all, that others also might fear the fear of the Lord, which is hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the unrighteous life, Proverbs 8. And I also think about that where it tells us in Scripture, namely the Bible, that the spiritual person is to judge in all things, in 1 Corinthians 2:15, and how the Bible tells us to expose and reprove darkness because we're the light, Ephesians 5:11. But, oh my goodness, where are people getting this? And then I think of the heart of God, as I just highlighted in Jeremiah 9:24. I think of that of Psalm 97. And I think about, because I'm in 2 Kings right now. I'm going through the whole Bible right now, and I'm about halfway right now. And it's interesting because I see over and over and over and over again, because it tells us in the New Testament that God is light and in him is no darkness, and that Jesus Christ made manifest of himself to destroy the works of the devil, not to fraternize with him, not to compromise with him, not to play with him, but to put him under your feet, because we have the power to do that. That is called judgment. And by the way, that's found in Luke 10:19. And if you look at the heart of David, because we are the seed of David, it's interesting to note that the Lord raised up David to be a light to the nations. What did he do? He judged wicked nations. And it tells us right on the back of the Supreme Court building in the United States of America, with Moses on the top, the two tablets in his hand, Exodus 20, the Ten Commandments, the Torah, common law, and it says, justice, the guardian of liberty. And guess what, America? You say you want the resolve, and I'm giving you the resolve, but that's not good enough for you, because it requires something of you, and you don't want to sacrifice anything for the freedoms that you have. And don't tell me I'm not talking to a majority of the people. In any sense of the word, we're talking about today, our forefathers taught us not to suffer these abuses. The very heart of God is to judge wickedness. And the word of God, all the way up to where I'm at right now, in 2 Judges, is the Lord showing us to judge the wickedness. He said, keep my laws. He said, keep my statutes, how to deal with those that violate the laws. And keep in mind, the amens were on not the blessings, but on the curses, on the judgments. The people said, amen. In other words, they said in unison, we will not tolerate anything that offends God, and we will hold those people accountable to their transgressions. And the people said, amen. The blessing and the curse, you have Mount Ebal, and then you have Mount Gerizim. The blessings and the cursings, friends. The blessings and the cursings. And if we knew what that meant, I'll tell you what, we wouldn't put up with what the American people are putting up with today in any sense of the word. And what do the people do? They sit there and they parrot everybody in every, anybody, really, anybody in everybody that they hear. And if they have a liking to it and it receives their approbation, they begin to act like them. And I want to tell you something. Philippians 3 comes to my aid. You're enemies of the cross of Christ, which is the power of God unto salvation, which is a judgment within itself upon the head of the wicked one, who we as a church have been given power and authority over. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And why in America? Because you have left off your God. This is what's happening to your country. I was just highlighting during the last segment, friends, how the senators now, because I was crazy 15, 17 years ago. I was a hater. I was a bigot, you know, because I was holding to the word of God and I was holding. And Jesus said, you're going to be hated by all men for my name's sake. I understand that. Remember, he said, this is my commandment in John 15. This is my commandment that you love one another. But if the world hates you for that love, he said, know that it hated me before it hated you. And 11 of the 12 of the disciples were martyred. Think of that. Different message, right, friends? But what I wanted to tell you is 15 to 17 years ago, I was told that I was a hater for standing on the Word of God, for holding to the U.S. Constitution that condemns the sodomite lifestyle. But because the American people gave them a green light, not knowing that sex before eight, before it's too late, was their motto and slogan during gay pride parades. Look what it's become now. You are under attack like you've never been under attack, Americans. And this is all trickling down from the top. Whatever starts at the top surely goes to the bottom, doesn't it? Yep, and that's exactly what's happening. Let me show you how crazy I am, okay? A California legislature, completely in stark contrast to our laws, every state of our unions condemns this lifestyle. Listen, it's not about the kids. California legislature passes bill reducing penalties for oral and anal sex with willing children. If you're on social media platforms, you can see this joker right here. Instead of being imprisoned or executed for his crimes against children, say it's scripture, right? Say it's scripture. In other countries, these people would be executed. Did you know that? Because it's not tolerated. That's right. We have Scott Weiner, a senator from San Francisco. California lawmakers passed a bill Monday that would reduce penalties for adults who have oral or anal sex with a willing minor child if the sex offender is within 10 years of the age of the victim. I'm crazy. You know, it's interesting when you look out through Scripture, most know this, you can't find as to how you're supposed to deal with people like this except in Leviticus 17:2. It's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks rather than to offend one of these little ones. Folks, look what they're doing. They're zeroing in on your children with a whore's forehead. And the American people are trying to understand why I'm talking about judgment. Oh, my goodness, we'll be right back.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID four times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had two clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
One firefighter is dead and five others had to be pulled from the rubble when a building collapsed in Philadelphia. The building caught fire early Saturday morning. It housed a pizza shop and apartments. The fire was put out, but the building subsequently went down. Officials say the deceased is a 27-year veteran of the Philly Fire Department. The Iowa Supreme Court ruled Friday that abortion is not a guaranteed right under the state constitution, reversing a ruling the court made only 4 years ago. The decision stemmed from a lawsuit filed by abortion providers who challenged a 2020 law requiring a 24-hour waiting period before a woman can get an abortion. The court ruling comes as there is speculation that the U.S. Supreme Court will overturn Roe v. Wade. Wall Street crawled out of its worst week since the COVID crash 2 years ago. This is USA Radio News. Travel woes continue for a second straight day on Friday. USA Radio's Victor Paul is in the Lone Star State.
U.S. Airlines canceled high numbers of flights for a second straight day on Friday as they tried to recover from storms while accommodating growing crowds of summer vacationers. By mid-morning in the eastern U.S., airlines had scrubbed more than 1,000 flights after canceling more than 1,700 on Thursday. Airports with the most cancellations include Charlotte, North Carolina, a major hub for American Airlines, as well as LaGuardia and Newark Liberty in the New York City area and Reagan Washington National. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Victor Pohl.
Federal regulators have paved the way for the youngest among us to get their COVID-19 vaccines. Children under 5 years old will soon be eligible for shots after the FDA followed the unanimous recommendation from its advisory panel. A final sign-off is expected from the CDC soon. USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're going to take Robert from Arizona. What say you, my friend Robert from Arizona?
I'm actually calling about that verse you were talking about. I believe it's a way that they try to get around that portion of that.
Oh, judgment. Yep.
Judgment.
Yep.
And actually, I know that's talking about hypocritical judgment.
So, that's right.
And people just don't like a Christian to give righteous judgment.
As they judge. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, talking about hypocrisy. Do as I say, but don't do as I do. You know, the people in this country, Robert, have forgotten that we're ruled by law as a constitutional republic, not as the voice of the majority of the people, which they're not even close to that. But that's why they use the mainstream media, is because they want to squelch or quench any voice that speaks in opposition, and therein makes entrance the reason for censorship on a major level, and this happening on a global basis. This is all against American law, but yet they continuously push it, and then they say you're judging them when you're holding to the law, which in fact they're right, but it's righteous judgment.
Our Constitution was what actually gives us our unalienable rights through Christ, which are basically just, that's all the Constitution is saying, is it gives us the God-given rights.
That's right. Yep, that's right. Well, I thank you for your call, and I'm going to keep on rocking this boat. What's the temperature in Arizona, Robert?
It's about 100 or so degrees out.
Okay, well, you enjoy yourself, my friend. You know, the good thing about that is it's dry heat, friends. It's dry heat. If we get that hot here in Minnesota, it's like it's really humid, and it gets really crazy, to say the least. But let me show you this really quick, because I just want to show you how emboldened these whores have become, literally. And they're daring the justice of God, and they're so emboldened today that they don't care what 329.5 million people have to say, because they have the corrupt on their side attempting to condemn anybody that's in favor of the word or the law that condemns their crimes. And quite frankly, I don't care what they think, because, again, we're not asking the devil for permission to obey God here. Amen? California legislature passes bill reducing penalties for oral anal sex, which is against the law. That's called sodomy in every state of our union, with willing children. That is a big, 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 big no-no. I just watched a video yesterday where a guy wanted to go ahead and test a father's steel by raping his little boy and kidnapping him. And while he was being transferred from one state to another where he committed the crime, the father met him at the airport and shot him dead right on the spot. And he was completely exonerated. Because the American people rose up and said what the father did was exactly what he should have done. And the reason the father did it is because the government didn't do what it was that they were supposed to do. Now, I'm not saying they needed to shoot his head off, but I am saying, you know as well as I do, that they would have slapped him on the hand. And by the way, before he was assassinated in the public eye, what's interesting to note is he had a little smirk on his face, which showed all of us that he didn't have a care. He wasn't worried about the consequences of what the American government was going to do to him concerning the rape of this little boy. Nope, but Daddy did. See, and when all the daddies in the country stand up in such a fashion, these kind of guys are going to go right back into their closet, okay? And if you look at Kings, 1 Kings and 2 Kings, you'll see throughout Scripture, friends, that the righteous kings would rid the land of the sodomites. And we know that here in America. You should see the way that our forefathers dealt with these people. Because why? Because this is what they're capable of. They go into the unthinkable, and it's exactly why they do that. By the way, the same guy that actually, if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, this sick-minded, mentally ill individual, who they call a senator in the state of California, he said, matter of fact, let me find it right here. Here it is. SB 145 ends discrimination. In other words, what he's really saying is it tears down the law protecting the young people. But let's read it the way they said it, okay? SB 145 ends discrimination against LGBTQ young people on California's sex offender registry. It treats the LGBTQ, who have not a lawful standing, people exactly how straight people are now treated. The bill is the subject of a mass misinformation campaign, but folks, it doesn't get any more plain than that, does it? I just wanted to know. Guilty is charged, and he calls himself a senator. Friends, you do all understand that this is all coming for the corrupt within the United States government. It's not the people advocating for this. It's the corrupt, friends, that are throwing out the leaven, the little leaven, that leaven at the whole lump. But if you put that into Scripture, the leaven is likened unto, in parallel, wickedness. So when the Lord said lump leaven the whole lump, he said deal with all of it, because a little leaven of wickedness will make the rest wicked. So he says put a stop to it, okay? That's the heart of the Lord. Throughout Scripture, you're going to keep running into that. One of the things that I wanted to highlight, too, and interestingly enough, this is from Newsweek. This is from Newsweek, which really kind of surprises me. Three pedophiles executed, hanged for raping and killing a 10-year-old boy. Boy, that's pretty amazing how they do that in other countries. Did you know that the two pedophiles raped a little 10-year-old boy? His name was Curly, and they actually tried to rape him, and he kicked back against them. So what the two pedophiles did is they killed him. They raped his dead body. I kid you negative. They poured gas on him and then threw him in a cement tub and put him in the river. right? Guess who came to his defense? The ACLU. It's a communist organization. What did you expect? See, the more they can demoralize you, the more control you give to these people. That's why they're pushing this transgender stuff, which is completely made up. Okay? God already decided, friends, God already decided their genders. Okay, so let's not act like what is happening here is legit in any sense of the word. And I do want to tell you that what they are doing here, they have no, and I'm talking about those that represent we the people. Again, they're acting way outside of their scope of authority because what they're doing doesn't exist. Did you hear me? It doesn't exist in any sense of the word. So then, therefore, the question must be asked, then why is it happening? It's happening because the American people sit back and they watch it happen. That's why. And again, is that a shot at the American people? Well, who else is the responsible party? If the American people didn't put up with this, it wouldn't be happening. Have we lost our minds? You would be considered an accomplice in the face of God for tolerating the very things that you're tolerating. And guess what? You're at the end aim. You're falling subject to these people because you, as the guilty party, the accomplices, do nothing about it. So the judgment falls right back on the people's head for what? Their lack of justice. In how people sit back and not stand up for their children blows me away. To say the least. I had another article here, and I'm going to try to pull it up right now, and I just accidentally deleted it. But it was of a sodomite that was heading up the transgender, the library time. And this individual, this man that wants you to believe that he was a woman, he was just busted. Here, I got it. Thank you, Lord. This guy right here on the left, right here, if you're on social media platforms, if not, I'll narrate for you. Head of Drag Queen Story Hour org arrested for what? Child pornography. Well, that's so wait a second. So they can be arrested for child pornography, but they have an open door to go ahead and be with the children. This is what the government depends upon, the stupidity of the American people. So this head of the DragQueenStoryHour.org, the organization, was arrested for child pornography, but again, the door's wide open for him to go in. And let me reiterate the point, folks. They have 10, 15 people max show up. And the reason they show up is because they feel sorry for the man that thinks he's a woman, but they subject their kids to the crimes, the intended crimes of these sodomites that want you to believe that they're women when in fact they're men. This is insane. But again, it just shows you the point. Hey, Bradley Dean is crazy. I know. What I told you was a lie. Nope. Everything the mainstream media tried to accuse me of was the lie. Because they all the well knew what I was telling you was the truth, and that's what they want to do. They want to demonize and they want to create domestic enemies, folks, and it's exactly what they're allowed to do. But it's not allowed in other countries. And Americans, you're called to be the light of the world. Wow. Americans are the light of the world. Americans, you're a byword. You're a proverb to the rest of the people. The people are saying, what is going on with America? Well, the Lord already told us what's wrong with America. The Lord promised to curse that nation that refused to take heed to his word. Isn't that right? Yes, that's exactly right. And it's exactly what's happening. Okay. I wanted to show you this too. Another point about the mainstream media being busted, namely the fake articles. Here, look at this. Social media platforms, I will narrate for our listeners. Fake news happens. U.S. Today, USA Today, propaganda outlet, deleted 23 articles. Why did they delete the 23 articles? Because it was all propaganda. See, these are the ones driving the narrative, and for some reason, they have a free way and a free hand at promulgating information, but the American people that tell the truth are censored.
We'll be right back. Protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
In our face. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. Have 2 hours today. Someone on social media platforms is saying they throw it in our face. Well, it's because you don't put your foot down on it. Of course they're going to throw it in your face. They're going to attack you. Look at Sodom and Gomorrah. Read the story. Genesis 18. They wanted the man inside of the house. Okay? They wanted to do what they will with him. They didn't want the women. They wanted the men. And I'll tell you what, because man failed, and if you look at started at 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, Abraham was looking for 10 righteous people within Sodom and Gomorrah that the Lord withhold judgment because he said, Lord, you're not going to judge the righteous with the unrighteous, are you, with the wicked? And the Lord said, no, I wouldn't do that. And the Lord is looking for 10 people, and Abraham kept pleading with the Lord, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10. The Lord couldn't find them. And what do Americans do? It's the same thing. The Lord's looking to and fro whose hearts are perfect towards him, that he might show himself strong on their behalf. Folks, I honestly don't know what else to do outside of what I'm already doing as a family. We are being spent in every direction. Folks, I've done 365 high schools. 363 of them were public high schools. The media attacked us like major, major attacks. I mean, there was times where I was in the paper in three different states for merely educating our young people about social issues. So their end aim is to raise up the next generation. Remember what Abraham Lincoln was accredited with saying. The philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy taught in the next. And it's exactly what they're looking to do. If you think things are bad right now, why don't you do me a favor? Just go ahead and turn and look at your children. And as you sit there and you do nothing but make excuses, because again, the Lord's looking for those that He can show Himself strong on their behalf that will stand up and deal with these people. Just go ahead and look at your children and just tell them exactly what it is that you're responsible for doing or not doing, because you're responsible for as much as what you do say as what you don't say. You are responsible for what you do and for what you don't do. You're going to have to give an account for everything, Hebrews 9:27. I just had the conversation with my wife. Here, let me just share this with you before we get to the next point. And tell me, is this a different gospel than what you see in America today? And I want your thoughts. 1-866-582-9933. This is a guy by the name of E.M. Bounds. He was a prayer warrior. He's got a book out there, and it's The Power of Prayer. It's 600 pages. It is out. It's second to none. And I'm telling you what, folks. These men, 100 years ago, got their prayers answered in a big way. The men of God, 100 years ago in this country, were feared by the wicked. They didn't mock them. They feared them. Okay? Now look what they put up. Right? They're not preachers of the gospel, folks. They're preachers, and they're false prophets of Baal is what they are, is what you see across America today. And they have been put up. They're a part of the issues. 1 Kings 13:33. Read it when you get a moment. Tell me if this is what you see today. God's church is a militant host. And Scripture tells us that we're to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. I remember one dingbat. Literally, she was a dingbat. Didn't know the word, had no experience. She thought she had a little knowledge in the head. What she didn't realize is God speaks to the heart, not the head. And she looks at my wife and she says, you know, this ministry isn't the military. Okay, now I want you to think about that, because this is how people put it up. And yet, Scripture, you look at the constitutions of the military and military code. Oh my gosh, friends, it's extracted from the Word of God. And so is our government, 33% of it. Okay? Listen carefully. E.M. Bounds, tell me if this is what you see today. God's church is a militant church. If you're not militant, I'd ask you the question, where's the Holy Ghost? He's called to lead you about in what? This war, this spiritual warfare. And notice, again, that the armor is on the front, not the back. Okay? It is a warfare with unseen forces of evil, said E.M. Bounds. God's people compose an army fighting to establish His kingdom in this earth. Okay? Thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Sound familiar? Yeah. Their aim is to destroy the kingdom of Satan and to erect the kingdom of God in its ruins. Okay? Put up that to Scripture, Isaiah 58, verse 12, which is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Okay? This militant army is composed of individual soldiers of the cross. The army of God is its defense, and prayer is the added power that crowns it all. That's why it bothers me when I hear people say to me, Bradley, would you pray for me? And I'm talking about those that aren't in the Word. They want someone to play the mediator in the place of Christ, 1 Timothy 2:5, to get them to heaven, because they don't want to pray. They don't want to work out their own salvation with fear and trembling. No, those people have no idea the warfare that you endure when you're walking the straight and narrow. They have, folks, this is Chinese to them. It's a foreign language. Through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. That's foreign to them. Oh my! I'm telling you what, heaven's going to be foreign to you too. I'll tell you what's going to be like going home is your hell that you're creating right now as you continue in your sin. We're called to be soldiers. And I bring this back to the conversation I had with my wife this morning. It's like, where are these men that understand that? I understand that not to the degree that these men understood that. We're living off the backs of those that paid the ultimate price to give us what we have today. Now it's our turn, and now that it's our turn, we don't want to take a turn. We just want to dance around the cross rather than jump on the cross. Oh, my goodness. You all know the story of Andrew, just line upon line, precept upon precept. The disciple Andrew, he preached the cross of Christ. Deny yourself, take up your cross, follow me. He preached the cross of Christ, the power of God unto salvation, which is foreign to what I see out there in the American church in a big, 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 big way. From experience, friends, from experience. Andrew, when it was his opportunity to go to the cross, they erected a cross for him. And instead of running away from the cross, you know what he did? He went and kissed the cross. He said, what, I am to preach it, but not live it? I'm to preach it, but I'm not to live it. He kissed the cross. We're in different times. We're in different times, Americans. We're in times of judgment. We're in times of partaking with the wicked. They advocate something, and then we act accordingly. Hey, folks, you do understand that the corrupt, you see what's going on with January 6th. I just did an article and played the video of the Gateway Pundit, just did a fabulous documentary on January 6th. And I am here to tell you that the police, the Capitol Police, and the FBI are guilty as charged. You can watch it all on video. Go to the Gateway Pundit and watch January 6th, the insurrection. It was all orchestrated. And yet, we all know that it was all orchestrated. And by the way, I can go off on this for 15 minutes, but I'm not going to do that. But it was all orchestrated from Donald Trump to FBI informants to entrapment to falling subject to the attacks of the Capitol Police there in the FBI. And then creating political prisoners. You know, and what's funny about it, and I shared this with you, I believe, early last week, or the beginning of this week. It's interesting that the papers came out in Minnesota and said that Trump's failed coup. Well, wait a second. Why is there 18 political prisoners? By the way, many of them are eyewitnesses. And I believe that we're up to 5 or 6 now that have allegedly committed suicide. That I'm sure could put a stumbling block in the path of the conspirators, in fact. But what's interesting is Trump's failed coup. How come Trump's not been charged? If he was the leader of the coup, how come he's not in jail? Americans, really? He was the one that enticed the people to come in the first place. Then he told them, we're going to go over to the Capitol. He led them into the hands of the FBI informants. You can take it how you want to take it. That's exactly what happened. And there is no denying it. Okay? It's incredible. And most recently, we found, here, I want to show you this, because this is brand new news. Is the government stepping back and admitting fault? Absolutely not. They're using totalitarian methods to further oppress the people. And as they continuously act on the part of the definition of what a terrorist is, which means intimidation by force. Look at Dr. Simon Gold. Because she was there, she's now been sentenced to 2 months in prison. She was the one that was basically shouting down the false narrative with the pandemic. Americans, you're in dangerous times. Just wanted to let you know. We're going to come right back. I want to show you some more stuff. And we're going to get to the main topic. Our forefathers taught us not to suffer what it is you're allowing today, Americans. I know that you're not used to this, but this is what preachers do.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.